Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
One of the greatest blessings that the children of God have is the promise of the Lord to hold us in the palm of His hand and to preserve us unto the very end. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. If He is for us, then nothing can separate us from His love and care. We are preserved and kept by His power until the day of judgment and shall be found faultless before Him. These are promises without conditions. There is, however, a twofold error that often arises in the consideration of this very promise that threatens to overthrow the blessedness of it to the sons of God. There are some who believe and teach that salvation is something that a man can get by his own free will and in his own time. And then once he has obtained it by believing, he can never lose it, regardless of perseverance. Then there are those who teach that some are elected to eternal salvation and that they will be preserved unto that salvation even if they don't believe or persevere. Both concepts are in error because they fail to recognize that God has ordained the salvation of His children to take place in them as well as outside of them. Of course, there are others who teach that the blood-bought sons of God can lose the salvation which God has given them. This concept totally denies the basic premise of salvation, which we began our discussion with, and flies in the face of God's promise and is an absolute error. The sons of God are elected and predestined to be saved in time as well as eternity. They are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. They are chosen not simply to be ultimately saved in eternity, but they are chosen to be obedient and to be given hope in this life as well. None merit God's favor by being obedient, but the fact that they are God's children is manifested as He works obedience in them. The certainty of their eternal salvation is evidenced by the work which God has both begun and continues to do in His children. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. All of the blessings which accrue to the sons of God do so because of His grace. He purchased for them a present hope as well as redemption. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The pathway which the sons of God tread is marked out and ordered by the Lord, and is designed for their benefit and His glory. The sons of God not only are preserved by His grace, but they persevere by the same. They shall not only taste of the glories of the world to come, but shall have rejoicing in that glory begun below. They are privileged not just to be named the sons of God in eternity, but also to be called as the sons of God in the present time, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. The sons of God have been called unto His fellowship. God is faithful by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son. They have been called unto peace, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts to the which ye also are called. They have been called unto liberty, for brethren ye have been called unto liberty. They have been called unto hope. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. The sons of God have been called unto holiness, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. They've been called unto light, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. The sons of God have been called to follow in His steps, for even hereunto were ye called, that ye should follow His steps. They are called to glory and virtue, according as His divine power hath called us to glory and virtue. They are called unto His kingdom, that ye should walk worthy of God who hath called you unto His kingdom. They are called unto the obtaining of glory. He called you to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, they have been called unto eternal life. Fight the good fight. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.